Deconstructing the Art Viewing Experience. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Robert Irwin plays with the mind through his often experimental approach to both light and to space. And at 89 years young, he keeps pushing those boundaries of his craft. The Southern California artist has a couple of exhibits around the area right now, one that's site-specific and another one is an historical overview, and with a review of both of them. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp joins us right now. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
All right, so the first show is at the Spruth Magers Gallery in Mid-Wilshire. It's really an immersive experience. Tell us about it.
You'll walk in and you'll see that the gallery's been transformed, and at first you won't really understand what's going on, or at least I didn't. You see sort of this rectangular white box that looks solid, but then you walk in and it looks translucent and you can suddenly see through the gallery and you are blocked from walking through the gallery, and it's an entirely light-filled immersive experience that is unique to Robert Irwin.
And it plays with you, right? I mean, you look at it and you don't know what you're looking at first. And then as you go in, as you move forward, then things start coming into play.
Well, he completely took over this space architecturally because the space was originally the mid-60s building by an architect named William Pereira. And when the gallery took over, they, of course, put panels over the front windows so they could show art. And he said, no, 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 take the panels off. I want all the natural light. So you are disoriented because the light comes churning through there. And sometimes we'll see it. It makes these walls look extremely opaque. When the light comes through, they hit what's called a scrim. And scrim is really a trademark material for Robert Irwin going back to the 70s.
So describe scrim. What is scrim?
Well, that's a very thin fabric. And if you see it from one angle, it looks solid. And from another, it looks translucent. And it's flexible. You can bend it around to make it to make walls or make architectural structures. He's put vertical pillars around the perimeter of the gallery and stretched it there. And then in the center of each rectangular frame, there's a black square. And if you look through the black square, you'll see another black square on the inside. So you're looking at and through this environment. It's very provocative. He's part of the Southern California Light and Space Movement, a kind of phenomenological group that came up in the 60s. But this is really a spectacularly successful installation.
Well, stepping away from Spruth Magers, we're talking about an historical overview of Robert Irwin's work. Another show over at Cal State Long Beach. What do we learn from that show?
Well, as I said, he's a really important artist from the 60s and the 70s, and he evolved his work slowly to sort of dematerialize it until ultimately it is just about the scrim and the act of perception. You'll see how that evolves to a certain extent in this show down at Cal State Long Beach, which was organized by a scholar of Irwin's work, Dr. Matthew Sims, but it'll also have the models and the drawings, because as Irwin's work evolves, it becomes much more aligned with some of the interests of architecture. And furthermore, he had a parallel interest in gardens, not sort of floral gardens, but again, the way natural space and physical space interact. And you'll see some of that study. In fact, you may know he did the gardens at the Getty Museum. He did the palm tree landscaping at LACMA. So you'll see how all that integrates in this show down at Long Beach.
So art and optics, a lot of optics going on. Hunter Drohioska-Philp. Irwin's show, by the way, at Spruth Magers and at CSU Long Beach are on view into mid-April, so you've got some time to check both of them out. Hunter, thank you.
Thank